Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 91. In this episode, we're going to compare some of the leading SaaS membership course creative platforms with one of the leading WordPress solutions. So basically, we're going to look at Kajabi, Podio, and compare them to Lifter LMS. So you've got the knowledge, so you make the best decision for your membership platforms that will allow you to build the course that you're looking to do. I've got my regular co-host with me. I've got Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. I work directly with WP Tonic, the great folks at Lifter LMS, and run my own agency called Manana No Mas.
That's great. And before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show, I've got a couple of messages from our major sponsors. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
Coming back, folks, I want to point out that we've got some great free resources for you. We've got a created list of the best WordPress plugins and services. Plus, we've got a special offer on a course that will show you how to build your membership course from beginning to end on WordPress, and a really great special deal on there. I'd like to point out that that course was developed by Kirk himself. And you can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And you'll find all the free goodies and special offers all on that page. So, Kurt, so let's do an introduction, because I was listening. Kurt works with Lifter LMS as one of their individuals that does the public face of Lifter, with one of the founders. So you were doing a online discussion, and I thought you did a fabulous job, you and Emily, about explaining what some of the strengths that you need to understand of using Lifter LMS compared to some of the SaaSes, and maybe some reasons why you would look at the SaaS rather than something like Lifter LMS. So would you like to do a quick introduction, like similar to what you did yesterday?
Yeah. And I appreciated your kind remarks during that live, because you were like, Kurt's on fire today. And the truth be known, I almost felt like I was being a little bit too much of a WordPress evangelist or salesman. I was waiting to break out my ShamWow and say, wait, that's not all. But my honest opinion, and you know, I run the WordPress meetup in my area. You know, I've been to WordCamp, all those things. So I am unapologetically very much on the WordPress side of things. That said, I still take the time to look at these other platforms, or to help my clients that are possibly embroiled in these other platforms. Jonathan, I'm just going to be blunt. When it comes to WordPress, I value the flexibility to be able to build whatever I want around it, to know that I can grow and I can scale and build whatever I want around my project. And I really like the sense of ownership, in that I'm not stuck in their in their offer or their platform. Meaning, like, God forbid I were to actually be truly successful with a learning project. You know, you have the cost of scale, of hosting, of all those things. And when you're in someone else's SaaS platform, you're trapped in what they offer and what they want to charge you. Whereas when you're in the WordPress space, you have more freedom to host and build and go where you want to go to suit your use case needs as you grow and scale. So I'm really big in the WordPress space.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous way to put it. So the truth is, folks, there is no perfect platform for your membership website. It doesn't exist. It's like trying to find a unicorn, folks. It's legendary out there, but it doesn't actually exist. What you got to do is you got to find the right platform for you at the present moment and also for your future plans. But obviously, you don't want to go too far in the future because you don't know what your future plans might be, but you definitely want something that can cover you as you grow for the first couple of years. That I think that's the sweet point. So what something might be perfect for you at the start of your journey in building a great membership-based business might not be the most appropriate solution 18 months to 2 years down the line. I think if you look any further out, it really is too far out, and probably you're going to be changing how you run things anyway. But I think that's the sweet point myself. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
I agree and disagree to a certain extent. I think in the SaaS arena, you would find yourself saying 18 to 24 months in, if you experience success with your platform, you would start to look at your spreadsheet and go, this doesn't make sense anymore. Like, this platform may have gotten me launched. This may have gotten me going, but my costs have tripled. My costs have quadrupled. They're charging me a per license fee in some cases. In some cases, they're taking 8 to 10% of your sales. There's a lot of baggage in the fine print there. Whereas if you were in the WordPress space, you know, your biggest problem with success is, oh my gosh, I got to go from $25 a month hosting to $55 a month hosting. And then you might add some plugins in, but you wouldn't be completely changing your platform. So to me, when I look at growth from like a Lifter LMS, LearnDash, Tutor LMS perspective in WordPress, I look at it from the perspective of, I wouldn't be making wholesale changes to my presentation to my students or asking them to go to another website. Instead, I would be announcing new features and new elements of the thing that would add to the experience. So again, I go back to, I think if growth and scale is in the back of my mind, I'm probably going to go the WordPress route.
Yeah. So let's look at one of the leading SaaS competitors out there, folks, Podia. When I was introduced to Podia, I really liked it because it offered a certain degree of power, and their pricing of their different levels seemed quite fair and straightforward. It still, I feel, a good platform for the right individual, but I think some of its attractiveness has reduced because of some of their decisions around pricing, Kurt, and they've adopted some pricing methodologies which I personally are not very attracted to. What I mean by that, folks, is until about a year ago, they didn't offer a free product. They're offering a free product. And that sounds fantastic, but it isn't, in my opinion, because, yes, you can start using it. Their free product is quite stripped down. It has some very stringent limitations, like that all these SaaS systems utilize different languages. So they say one coaching product. I presume that's one course. You get a full website. Their website builder is adequate, but compared to some of the other SaaS platforms, and especially Kajabi, I think it's very stripped down. But the main problem with the free product, it is that every sell that you do on it, you're going to have to use a payment gateway provider like Stripe, which or similar, and most of them charge around 2.9 per transaction. Well, Podio wants 10% on top. So you'd be looking at something slightly under 13% between what Podio wants and what your gateway provider wants. That's a chunk of change. Obviously, you could say you're just trying to get your first few sales. So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the next price level, which is Mover. And that's where my criticism actually increases, because they have reduced the fee that they want on each transaction. They've halved it, but they still want 5%. So 5% plus the 2.9% is almost 8%, folks. And they're charging $40 a month for it. And that's my main problem. The other factors is it's a more simplistic interface than Kajabi by a considerable degree. And in pure usability and UX design, I think it's easier to grasp if you have no experience of building something like this. But on the same breath, it is some of the key power elements that you're probably going to want to utilize as you move forward on your journey aren't there. So I think I want to bring Kirk in, because I'm going off now.
It's all right.
What are your thoughts about Podio?
It's interesting that we're discussing Kajabi and Podio. When it comes to the SaaS platforms, Podio is actually my favorite. And for all the reasons that people will, I don't want to say bother, but give me opportunities to think with Lifter LMS support. Yeah, everybody wants to change everything. Like in the WordPress space, everybody thinks they got to customize everything. I got a different color for this button. I want to change this text to that text. I want this to be bigger. I want that to be smaller. Well, and then you get into Podio and it's like, what you see is what you get, buddy. That's it. Very simple. And I like that stripped down simplicity. I am all about a minimal viable product to do a proof of concept and get something launched and see if it is financially feasible. So to me, I think Podio is a great way to launch. I understand that percentage that they're asking for on purchases. For some folks, they go, man, that's a lot. But if you just started and you don't have any students yet and you're trying to do a proof of concept, forking over 10 or 15% to try something, to get your first 15 or 25 paying students, that's completely acceptable. And then once you have cash flow and revenue, maybe you jump up to the Mover and you're...
Yeah, I think you're totally spot on. It's actually my criticism really is on the Mover.
Yeah, the Mover is like, because so if you look at reviews from like a year or a year and a half ago, I can't remember how long it was that I started looking at Podio, the pricing was completely different. It was, I think, 8% on the free plan. And then on the Mover plan, I think you paid more, but there was no fee.
Yeah, what's happened? Am I right about this? I think it was Teachable. I think Teachable had this model. And they've squat. Teachable has abandoned this model of charging a fee for each transaction. Yeah. They had this model, and it was one of my main criticisms. Or it was either or was it Thinkific? It could have been Thinkific, actually.
I think Thinkific did this routine.
Yes, Thinkific was the one. And they've dropped it. Their prices are a bit rich. I don't think what they offer is as good as Podio.
I would agree there.
But they've dropped this model, and I was disappointed in Podio adopting this particular model, because I don't... But on the beginner, the free plan, it's totally acceptable for the reasons you so clearly pointed out. My main criticism of it is in the paid plan, the mover plan, because... And then when you go to Shaker, which is $89 a month, they abandon that transaction fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Where I really like Podia, and I want to give people credit where credit's due. Like, I don't want to just say WordPress, right? If Podia or if one of these SaaS platforms seems like the direction you want to go in, and there's reasons to say it, like maybe you don't want to shop for a host, maybe you don't want to worry about the things that sometimes WordPress comes with. Podia is cheaper than Kajabi. You get the thing launched, and the course builder for Podia is very straightforward. It was almost like being in the back of a Lifter LMS window. I mean, it was add a section, add a lesson. You just add your elements and you go. Where I got lost is in this. There's something that these SaaS platforms do with their content that I have a hard time tracking. If I am in WordPress building a lesson, I am typically in the block builder and I'm building that lesson. And it's not a what you see is what you get window, but it's pretty dang close. When you are in Podia or in Kajabi and you're trying to build out a lesson, you're adding a field to a video in one field, you're adding text in a different text builder kind of thing. And then you're adding, you know, a picture in this kind of little box. And then when you hit publish, that's when you get to see what it might look like on the front end. And that to me is very disconnected. That part's disconnected. But the Podia page builder, I thought was of, if you could take just the key elements of like Elementor and just drip it down to, I just want to put in a heading, text, and a picture. That to me is kind of that experience. And I thought it was very straightforward. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles and all the customizations that a lot of people we work with ask for. But from a simplistic, basic launching a course and becoming a course creator, I think it's one of my favorites to get launched if you're not willing to go down the WordPress lane.
Yes. Its strength is it's reasonably, if you're new to all this, it's reasonably straightforward and simplistic to build the website and the course out. And they do provide a lot of support and educational resources that are of a good standard. And they're a reputable player in this area. So you just got to choose your poison, really. But I was disappointed in them going down this transactional charging, because I just don't believe in it, in folks. Let's go on to the next one, or shall we go for our break? Because I can't believe let's go for a break, because we're halfway through this. So we're going to be talking about Kajabi and then Lifter LMS in the second half. So we're going to go for our break now, folks. We'll be back in a few moments.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a feast about Podio. We've had an introduction about what's the main things you've got to consider if you're looking at some of the leading SaaS solutions out there and comparing them to WordPress. I think we're one of the few shows, few podcasts that look not only at WordPress, but also the SaaS competitors. We're one of the few shows that do this. I think it's really important to look at the different strengths and weaknesses of all platforms, even though we're WordPress providers and we provide a solution. So before we go into the meat and potatoes of the second half, I want to point out also that we provide a great free resource to you, and that's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. If you're looking for a community to give you some additional advice, I'm on there always posting new stuff on it. It's a small but growing community. It's totally free. So go over to Facebook, find the Membership Machine Facebook group and join. And we'd love for you to be part of the discussion. So let's go on to really the totally, in some ways, very similar, but also very different to Podio, which is Kajabi. Now, Kajabi, similarities, but in philosophy, a very different approach. I'm going to let you take the lead because I took the lead with Podio. So how would you explain, if you were talking to a client and you were in a consultancy scenario, how would you explain Kajabi to that client, its strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, this is a hard one because it's not a bad product. So I always say this, like, you're going to be hard pressed to find a say that something is horrible. But it's not easy. It's almost like sensory overload. You get into Kajabi, it's more expensive. So you got to make that decision and that commitment that you're going to spend more money. And it's an all-in-one platform similar to Podia. So it does your CRM and your courses and your lessons and all that stuff. But it is chock full of funnel tools and templates for sales pages. And to me, and this is just me saying my piece, I'll say it out loud now. I think for most people from a getting started perspective, that becomes sensory overload. They don't know what to do with the materials. It becomes overwhelming. And in a lot of cases, I see a lot of folks, you know, fail to launch. They get in and the platform's intimidating. It's confusing. And months of paying these fees, these subscription fees, to have nothing published is, I think, the real downside of this. If you look at the if you look at kind of the ecosystem that's out there in the SaaS world, there's a whole industry of professionals that help people get into Kajabi to launch their Kajabi sites. And that to me is a testament to how complicated that platform can be to a newcomer.
Yeah, I think you put it well. So the way I put this, folks, is that if you are you've got experience in building funnels, building lead magnets, if you're following what I mean by funnels and lead magnets and email sequences, if you're following everything I'm saying and you've got experience on building websites on Squarespace, Wix or WordPress, you're still probably going to struggle a bit because it is a complicated, offers a lot of things, and the UX and usability of it is not terrible, but it isn't as good as they promote it is. They do provide, like Podio, a lot of educational material, but if you haven't got that experience, let's say but you know your industry and you know your subject that you want to build your membership business on, but you haven't got this experience, and you set up their Kickstarter plan, which they never used to have. Obviously, they felt some price pressure because their basic plan used to be their basic plan, and it's $149. Obviously, they felt they were losing a lot of people to platforms like Podia. So they've started a new plan called Kickstarter. And the problem is it only allows you 250 contacts. It is very stripped down compared to their basic plan, and it's still $69. But the problem is, if you haven't got this previous experience, you are going to be totally lost when you log in, and you're going to have to do a deep dive to utilize. You can build a website and the course reasonably quickly. They do also offer free video hosting, but that isn't as attractive as a bonus as it used to be. You're going to get lost quite rapidly. You're going to have to hire somebody to help you construct it, or in my opinion, that's why what Kirk has pointed out, that's why there is an army of consultancies and freelancers to help you get it all set up. But on the other hand, a lot of people before they get their first small group of students in through the actual membership and get feedback, they're building out elaborate funnels and automations and this and that, and I think it's a total waste of time unless you get your first student and find that if there's a demand for it, and get feedback from those students. But what do you reckon, Kurt?
I think we're going to say the same thing in different ways. I'm really big on letting course creators be subject matter experts. Let course creators focus on building their community and their business. If we have to force them into becoming, you know, webmasters and tech geniuses, that just postpones their potential success. And so, you know, and at the risk of sounding like a commercial for WP Tonic, I mean, Jonathan, let's just face it, in the WordPress space, you supply the hosting, the tools, and the white glove experience to get them online and going. All they got to do is put their course content in, publish it, and then do what they do, run their business and promote it. When you have to learn a whole platform to make something happen and adjust, you know, your pre-existing notions of a CRM to some other limited CRM, it can be a real obstacle. And I think it's that learning curve that gets people frustrated.
Yeah, you can get very defocused with Kajabi. You can, and you get this in WordPress as well, or you could get it in Podio, not so. Podio is great at the beginning, but you quickly, I feel, if you get traction, and you've done all the things that we've discussed in previous episodes of this show, which you want to go and listen to, folks, about a minimum viable course, all the things that we talk about from this bootstrap startup world that you can apply to building out a course, which you really need to understand. It will enable you to avoid some of the major pitfalls that we regularly see in our own clients or people that host with WP Tonic. But Podio, because of its simplicity, helps you avoid that. But as your course grows, I think you're going to get frustrated. Now, with Kajabi, it's the totally opposite. It provides a lot. But you can soon get lost. That's why a lot of people hire consultants with Kajabi. My main criticism of it is their claim that it's really easy, and it isn't. Because I was looking at, I've spent over a couple of weeks recently in Kajabi, and I'm pretty experienced in all this. I'm not, I wouldn't say I was a top notch, but I've been building out and working with people in this kind of environment for over 10 years. And Kajabi isn't easy. That's my opinion. So let's move on to WordPress. Now, WordPress, its benefits is that you will never get restricted. You will always be able to find and customize WordPress to fit your particular business model. And you always have a much, much higher degree of ownership of your online business that than whatever you will ever find in a SaaS product. And you will have a much higher control of your costs than you will have with these SaaS platforms. The problem, and that problem is what WP Tonic is about, is that it's a bit of a wild west of a solution. You have a tremendous amount of choices, but you can also spend an enormous amount of wasted time finding the right choices for you. And also there's an enormous amount of contradictory and, to some level, misleading advice out there that will teach you down a very, I wouldn't say expensive, it will always be to some degree cheaper, but it is expensive in some ways because it's going to waste a lot of your time. But if you choose the right setup and the right partner, it can offer all the benefits of the SaaS solution, and you can avoid some of the major pitfalls of WordPress. What's your own thoughts about this, Kurt?
I completely agree with you that there are tremendous amount of choices in the WordPress space. You know, from my agency perspective, I have been with, you know, at least 8 different hosts over my time in this space. And, you know, sometimes you think you find an amazing deal, and then you realize some of the tools you want to use just don't run very well on some of those amazing deals. And so you end up having to be, I hate to say make an educated decision, but you need to make an educated decision. You know, is the platform I'm using going to be kind of heavy? Do I plan on having a lot of users? Well, then I probably need this level of hosting. The good thing about some of the more premium hosts, though, is you can always, you know, upgrade and update your hosting as required. So you can build your site out on the cheaper plan. And then as your requirements grow, you can always increase your hosting capacity, which to me is, that's a benefit of WordPress. It's not an obligation of WordPress. It's a benefit of WordPress. I'm in control of my performance, my page speed. I'm in control of the whole thing. I'm not dependent upon some SaaS support to try and give me something and then argue with me about what I paid for and what's included.
Yeah, my only point there is, which I think we deal with quite well at WP Tonic, is that you tend to find with the better hosting providers, they tend to be filled with jargon, and they provide a number of environments which the WordPress power user junkie or the professional love. But the normal mortal who just wants to build a viable membership-based business really doesn't care about or want. They just want the end result of good hosting.
Yeah.
So we deal with both types. Though we can provide the environment that gives you the kind of technical access to your hosting that you want. But the bulk of people that we help aren't interested. They just want something that works. So yeah, we provide both. The other thing is that we provide a suite of Lego brick plugins. I call them Lego bricks. So with WordPress, you can bolt on different modules when required. So if you're starting out, we can set up a website. We can help, we can build a website for you with the key Lego bricks in 7 days or less. And then with our VIP white glove setup, we will show you how to utilize the system so you can be up and running and building your course and launching it in really a small amount of time. And we provide that in one package, folks. But we provide these Lego bricks, and we can advise you, you need these type of Lego bricks to start off with. But then as you, your requirements develop, we can add other key Lego bricks. So you are not restricted by something like Podio. And then when your experience grows and you're a year in and you're frustrated with what Podio can offer, then you have to move your whole website to Kajabi or something else, which is not an easy task. None of these SaaS platforms provide a way of exporting out of them. You have to manually move everything. And that's very time consuming or very expensive. Now, with WordPress, you have a platform that can grow with you from the beginning to the middle to the kind of success that you're looking for, and not ever feel that you're restricted. We provide these Lego bricks, but if you want some other Lego brick, we won't stop you from using that. So, and to move on, that's my kind of sales spiel there, folks, but I really believe this. And I'm passionate about it. But let's move on to the key Lego brick, which is Lifter LMS. We provide a couple of learning management, but I do love Lifter LMS for all of what it offers, and especially the free package, because what it offers with the perk is quite amazing. So how do you explain Lifter LMS to somebody you're initially consulting?
Well, at the risk of sounding like a commercial, Lifter LMS to me is the most complete learning management system in WordPress, meaning it does the member management. It facilitates the course management, you know, the learning stuff. It has full reporting available on the back end, user management, all of that stuff. The other thing that the membership tools provide right out of the chute is a thing that comes up a lot when I'm working in other platforms with other clients. And that's when you get into like content restriction. Content restriction is the idea that you have a membership. And let's say that you have a series of posts, blog posts, whatever you want to call them. And you have some posts that you want everybody to see, and you have some posts that you only want certain members to see, and you have some posts that you only want certain graduates of students to see. You have the ability with Lifter's built-in tools to be able to restrict certain elements, even down to the block of what is seen by certain people based on membership and stuff. And so when someone says, oh, what's your advice for getting started? A, Lifter LMS is, I think, very easy to get started. They provide a ton of tutorials. They have their own academy on their website that leads people through all the basic setups and tools. But as you grow, because the kind of the theme of today's call, I think, Jonathan, as we've said multiple times, as you grow, as you scale, Lifter LMS has no restrictions on users, number of administrators, number of instructors, number of students, number of courses. The thing can just keep going. As long as your hosting will support it, you can keep expanding it. And so that all-in-one nature that Lifter provides and the level of community support for that with their, you know, they do lives every Thursday. They've got an active Facebook page. They've got support through them. And then, of course, if they go through WP Tonic, they have support through WP Tonic. It's the cat's meow. The one that is a real close second, and I know that it's not part of the title, but I think LearnDash is also a very good product.
Yes.
I just find myself when I'm working with LearnDash, when someone comes up with a content restriction question or comes up with some type of membership nuance, I think to myself, what tool do we have that'll provide that? And I got to problem solve that need, whereas it comes out of the box with Lifter. But I can still attain the same result, right? So that's just a real testament, I think, to the ability to go into WordPress and build in WordPress and be that flexible.
Well, the problem with LearnDash is the content restriction, and also to provide a mechanism to actually sell the course. They do provide their own membership plugin. That increases the cost to $498 if you want to get started with both. We deal with it. The other thing is that with that membership, if you want to sell physical products or digital single downloads, it's going to start getting a little bit tricky. The way we deal with it with LearnDash is that we provide Shore Member, which is another membership plugin that has quite sophisticated restrictive content abilities, but it also works hand in hand with another solution called Shortcart, and they offer a really fantastic paid but also a really fantastic free offering that works hand in hand with Shore Member. And that's how we deal with these problems with LearnDash. You're not going to have any of this. You're not going to have to listen to us waffling about this with Lifter LMS. All you're going to have to do is if you get almost everything you're looking for in the free product, and then you have to go and buy one add-on from Lifter, which is their Stripe add-on, which is that this particular add-on is $149 a year. And then you can build a whole membership experience for $149 a year. Plus, obviously, you're going to need a quality hosting provider, but you can build the whole thing for $149. The only thing with Lifter LMS is all their add-ons have a different price. This one is $149. If you host with WP Tonic, you get the Infinity Bundle, which is normally, if it's not being discounted by Lifter, is $1,400 plus. But you get that as part of your hosting with WP Tonic. And that comes with everything.
Well, and that whole discussion opens up a whole can of worms too, Jonathan. It's, you know, Lifter LMS in their advanced add-ons, again, which comes as part of the Infinity Bundle. If you want social tools, there are social tools in there. If you want to make, you know, enterprise group sales, like let's say you have a company with 150 employees and they want to buy 150 seats for training, you can basically give them their own group with an email invitation access that they can invite their users directly to that group. And then the person that made the purchase actually gets access to the reporting of all 150 students right through the front of the site. There's just some really cool things that you can do with Lifter. So like when we looked at Podia, we were like, hey, this is a great getting started. This is a great, you know, stripped down bare bones version of
just one thing. If you're just going to build one course and you're bolting, you already got a marketing website and you're just looking to just do one course, and you're going to know you're not going to have multiple courses, it's just going to be one course, blah blah blah, I think Podio is fantastic. If you're looking to build a real business, a real that you can really maybe, you know, stop your normal day job and it can be your full-time job at some stage, I don't think it's the best solution. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, and to clarify, because you said if you already had your own site and you wanted to do a single course, if your own site was WordPress-based, I would just load up Lifter LMS in that site and activate it and use it, because you can add Lifter to any existing WordPress instance. But if I had some HTML site or some SaaS platform...
I'm talking about those poor people that are with Wix.
Yeah. I mean, if I was on Wix or Squarespace or something and I wanted to do a single course, I think Podia would be the option and I would link out to it. But I always fall prey to this, and I don't know if it's still really a thing or not, Jonathan. In the purchasing mindset, in the way that people make the decision, you know, I still look at URLs up in the URL bar, in the search bar, however you want to phrase that, the address bar. If I am on a Wix site and then it says click here for our course and it opens up some other URL or some other thing, I tend to lose a little bit of faith or a little bit of inspiration to make a purchase. When something's included in the platform I'm on, I feel more confident, more inspired to make a purchase. So if this is really a revenue model, I really see the advantage in my marketing material, my posts, my everything in my site, which is a WordPress website. Then I add the LMS. It's all in one platform and it feels consistent and connected.
Now, Lifter LMS is a very mature, powerful, with many facets. It doesn't attempt, there's one area where it doesn't attempt to be like Podio or Kajabi, is it doesn't offer a landing page mechanism. It doesn't offer the ability to send out marketing automation emails. If somebody finishes a particular lesson or a particular course, or they've bought a course, it will send out those type of email, which are called transactional email. That's all inbuilt, but it won't do all the marketing, landing page marketing automation. That now, what we offer at WP Tonic, folks, is we're going to be offering two solutions. We're going to be offering a solution that we've developed that bolts onto Lifter and LearnDash that provides an easy landing page builder and also offers text, SMS messaging and email messaging marketing, an easy to use marketing automation interface that anybody will be able to use, with also a traditional CRM, either customer management system, where you can put in your membership details and notes. And we're going to provide that as a bolt-on to your website and Lifter LMS. Or if you need it and you need even more power, we can bolt on some of the most powerful WordPress Lego brick solutions like Fluent, CRM. And by offering this combination, you're never going to be stuck. You're going to have choices. You're not going to have to choose either a more easier initially to set up and use system like Podio, and then when you need to move to something more sophisticated, like Kajabi, you've got to move whole platforms, which is an extremely painful experience. You won't have to do that with our solution at all. But I just want to make clear that Lifter's specialization isn't around marketing automation. It works with some of the leading solutions like Fluent CRM and Fluent Forms. And because Fluent offers a coherent mixture of these key Lego bricks. They provide fluent forms, they provide fluent CRM, and they provide fluent booking, which allow, if you're a coach, allows people to book coaching sessions and pay for them online, because they're providing these key elements, and it all works with Lifter LMS really great. This is a great solution. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, I try to meet clients where they're at, right? And so we have thrown out ideas like Kajabi has a CRM, Bodhi has a CRM. We've talked about Fluent. WP Tonic's going to have their own bolt-on system. But it's also important to recognize that some people are coming to us that have a pre-existing Zoho account or a HubSpot account or a, you know, you name it, it's out there. Go high level. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And what is, especially if we're going to focus on Lifter LMS, Lifter LMS has a really active REST API, and it's also super popular with other tools for integration like WP Fusion, Automator WP, Bits app, and all these other tools where you can create recipes that tie these tools together. So if you're wondering as you're listening to this, like, oh my God, I got to transfer all my contacts and all my stuff from one CRM to another. If you are sold out to the CRM that you're currently in, chances are there's a way to connect it to Lifter LMS in your WordPress website.
Yeah, I think it's time to end. I just want to point out that if you're looking to build your membership website, this is the month to start it, folks. Don't just do it, folks. And at WP Tonic, we can help you get that website up and running in 7 days or less and show you how to use it. So you just put your contact in and you can be running your membership website super fast. And we are one of the few providers that will get you up and running in 7 days or less. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you? What are you up to, Kirk?
Well, my agency is Mañana No Más, and so anything online Mañana No Más typically leads to me. But on a personal note, if you want to make a connection, LinkedIn would be the jam. I'm on LinkedIn almost every day, and I'm easy to find because I'm the only Kurt Von Hahnen on LinkedIn.
That's fantastic. We will be back next week with either a fantastic subject that will hopefully educate you or with a special guest. We always try and provide great content. Please give us some feedback. Please tell us what you would like us to cover, and we'll do it. We'll be back next week, folks. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.